A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have learnt how it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I say this to you, offer the wicked man no resistance. On the contrary, if anyone hits you on the right cheek, offer him the other as well. If a man takes you to law and would have your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone orders you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with him. Give to anyone who asks, and if anyone wants to borrow, do not turn away. You have learnt how it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way you will be sons of your Father in heaven. For he causes the sun to rise on bad men as well as good, and his rain to fall on honest and dishonest men alike. For if you love those who love you, what right have you to claim any credit? Even the tax collectors do as much, do they not? And if you save your greetings for your brothers, are you doing anything exceptional? Even the pagans do as much, do they not? You must therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." This is the Gospel of the Lord. I think the increasing unrest, the protests of the and the ensuing violence that we've witnessed on our screens daily in the past few weeks are of concern for all of us. And all because it affects not just the people there, but affects the whole peace of the world and the future stability of the world. And peaceful demonstrations are fine if they stay peaceful. But we all know it only takes a few agitators to stir things up, and the situation can turn very nasty. And we're counting the numbers these days of those that have been shot and killed in the violence in the different places in the Middle East. But aggression is one of the instincts of nature, human nature, our reaction to difficult situations. Despite the fact that intellectually we know violence is never the real answer, Jesus elsewhere reminds us that if we respond to aggression with violence and more aggression, then we just go on repeating a cycle of violence. But violence harms our unity, setting one person against another, makes cooperation impossible. And of course, it's not only in the spheres of military and business and political life, that's what we're seeing at the moment, particularly, of course, the political situation in the Middle East, but nearer in the run-of-mill of daily life. We get a bit of aggressive driving, and suddenly we hear about road rage. Or you have a dispute with a neighbor, and before long, they've turned into the neighbors from hell. And retaliation and payback are strong themes both in the film and TV world. So often you'll see a trailer about some program that may look interesting, and then suddenly there's the most awful violence. And it's a question, are we too tolerant of violence in the media? Do we allow violent video games to be played despite what we know, regular evidence, that it risks creating insensitivity towards violence? We know when we get too many disasters, we talk about that sort of fatigue, compassion fatigue. Well, the same happens in the other way with too much violence. And often you'll see on the news, like, you know, this shot is too difficult to show you, and so we can't see it, like, or even when those horses at Newbury the other week, that it's too difficult for us to watch, as if we're not sensitive enough. But, you know, it's just reality. This is life. But do we see too much of it? It's a question. Because Jesus paints a very different picture of his vision of how life on earth should be and how that life on earth should reflect the kingdom. That's why it's linked with Leviticus, that first reading, when it says, the Lord is holy, bids us to love our neighbor, but be holy as the Lord your God is holy. Or St. Paul in that second reading, speaking of the temple of our body. That's what he's speaking about, that temple you are. When we say, come down, O love divine, or love divine, or love's excelling, the Holy Spirit come in to fill us, the temples of his glory. And Jesus has a different image, a different vision that he's sharing with us in this Sermon on the Mount. And the ideal that he sets before us is that we should share the Father's huge, generous, unconditional love. And in a way, a lot of the hatred that we're seeing, I mean, as somebody said the other day, can you imagine us having one prime minister for 40 years? It's just a reflection. We actually do change them fairly often. And for good or ill, that's a good way ahead. But are they sharing the Father's huge, generous, unconditional love? Or are we seeing what we're seeing because it's been the opposite? And they're serious questions. And when we're hearing the gospel, it's always today. And it's 2011. It's not when we heard it 3 years ago or when we read it whenever it was. It's now. And what's happening in that world situation affects. Because at the core of our being, Jesus is challenging the extent of our generosity and whether we allow the evil of violence and the evil of others to become a source of poison in our hearts. When we were in the Holy Land, mindful that Bishop Christopher and two of our parishioners and others from the diocese fly out either last night or early today off on their pilgrimage, we hope that it will be safe for them because as it's erupting all over, all of us that were there could see that there's a tinderbox just ready to go off because you can't treat people the way they're being treated with that. That's what happens. And that's why Jesus is giving us an absolute other vision. And that's got to be before our eyes. And it's to reject the belief that aggression is the best and easiest way to solve problems. Efforts have to be made to build bridges with people we don't like or who have harmed us. And they might bring surprising results when we try. Jesus was addressing the morality of his time, and the accepted morality was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And we still hear people talking in those terms today. But remember two things. One is that that was a great step forward because previously the primitive had been just a lust for unmitigated revenge on whatever had happened. But Jesus says, this is what you know. But what I say to you is, and he takes us beyond and gives that other vision. In Jesus' mind, there's no retaliation because love can't have retaliation. That was a contradiction of love. And what he comes to bring is love. And remember, St. John said, God so loved the world that he gave. And often the title over the cross isn't the title Jesus was given, but God is love, and shows the extent of his love in what they did to him. And there is a sense, of course, in which the cross is that sign of contradiction, because it's lifting us to a higher and a nobler vision of life, because the Lord sees the inner strength. And so he says, the petty tyrant who slaps you on one cheek, he says, if you can, preserve your dignity, offer the other too, because you will have shown an inner strength much greater than the imagined superiority of the bully. So the vision that Jesus is putting before us to society today, whether it's here in our own lives, whether it's the wider for the nation, whether it's the international scene. The sick societies can only be cured when they're challenged by the culture and the counterculture of the gospel. And what Jesus is reminding us is that all of us are loved by the Father. I'm always wary when people say the sun shines on the righteous, because the problem is, if it's shining on us now, what happens when it isn't? But the point is, Jesus doesn't say those words. He actually says God actually sends his sun and his rain on good and bad, on honest and dishonest people alike, because he said, you're all one family. I'm the God and Father of you all. And our dignity comes from knowing this and trying to live up to it. We can only do that filled with the power of the Spirit. That's why that entrance and that second reading was so important. Lord, come, Holy Spirit, fill the temples of your Spirit, which is us, every human being. Fill that so that we can respond to your call to be peacemakers. And if we do that, then in our tiny little way, however small, we're moving the world away from a path of violence and retaliation and helping to build the kingdom of heaven.